welcome back. I want to make some announcements as to what's going on at Nutramedical. I just put a roughly 10-12 minute video together yesterday with Jonathan Gray talking about the Third Jihad. You know, it talks about the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem. And, of course, setting up the caliphate, the start of the blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount, which has to occur by rabbinic law in Sukkot. This is Sukkot week. In fact, it's interesting the third debate occurred on Sukkot because we're tabernacling. And the first tabernacle birthday was the birth of Adam. The second tabernacle was the birth date of Jesus, Yeshua. And you can back calculate it, as Hebrew scholars have, 6 months from the birth of John the Baptist, because that's one of the signposts that there was a 6 months time difference. And if you look at that time difference, it tells you that the actual birth date of Jesus was in the early fall and was at the Feast of Sukkot. It wasn't Christmas. And Sukkot's very, very important because they call it the Feast of David, which is where they have the Sukkot with the Ulav and the Etrog, and they have the little Sukkahs, which are these little kind of enclosures that are open on one side. Ah, very good. Hello, Jim. We're talking, we just had last hour Leo Zagami, and I'm encouraging him to increase his upload speed so he doesn't get data packets chopped. I know something about the computer delicacies of data packets, and of course you can do ISP transfers through files like email and so on at lower speeds, but when you're doing VoIP, voice over internet, you have to have a higher speed. So hopefully he'll improve that. I'm going to try to connect him by phone this weekend and do some more analysis of what's going on, but we're deep into it. That debate last night, what do you think of it, Jim?
Well, I only catch the highlights because that goes way beyond my bedtime hour. But
I saw the entire debate, and I analyzed every tiny little bit of it. I also saw some of the material last night and this morning with Hannity, who did probably the best analysis. He also did interviews with people like Alusi, who is actually one of the surviving veterans over in the Gulf of the special op teams and so on. I saw them interviewing the former governor of Texas. I saw them interviewing other people, including the interview of Malik Obama, the half-brother. Barack Obama was very estranged by his brother, being not treated well as family. The highlight points that I would say, and I just want to get your response, and also the people out there. Number one, Hillary tried to defend partial birth abortion, which is obscene. She tried to defend by pivoting and saying it was power grids rather than the open borders for all citizens, with the globalism comments to the Bank of Brazil. She didn't deny that weren't true comments, by the way, as Podesta tried to say it wasn't true, which is a pile of crap. They're not going to say that because they'll be caught out again. They didn't deny the fact that these videos, and there's 40 hours of them, by the way. I saw one of the Fox News contributors that's a Democrat over there tried to say that, well, it's not proven yet. Sorry, I saw the videos myself, and so clearly for 50 years they boasted that they were actually not only doing voter fraud and busing in voters, but they're also having people vote that are dead or illegals. In fact, Podesta himself in an email said that he would say it's perfectly fine to just use their driver's ID. Here in California, more than half the driver's licenses are issued to illegals that don't have any right to be here. So Hillary Clinton has been found out to be a satanic fraud, to be an evil person, where even a majority of abortionists would do abortion to the moment of live birth. And when she says it's for the life of the mother, I'm a physician who can tell you there is no excuse, even if the mother had cancer, to do an abortion. There isn't. Now, if it's a tubal pregnancy, that's not a normal pregnancy. Pregnancy is not going to survive. And you're trying to save the mother. The baby's not going to survive unless you have advanced surgical technology, which, by the way, we could develop to transfer the baby either to another mother or an artificial uterus, which, by the way, they did research going back 40 years ago at a university in northern Italy near Milan, and also here at George Washington University, creating artificial uteri, which is not difficult to do. So what we have right now is an obscene, satanic, evil beast, the Hildebeest, who was stabbed through the heart bone last night geopolitically by Donald Trump, the dragon slayer. And I'm sure that they're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars trying to do more attack ads where it's just sliding off, and the slime is so thick now from these evil women coming forward. Even Madonna's saying she's going to do blowjobs and swallow for people that vote for Hillary. I mean, is this not obscene? And I'm telling you out there, a lot of people are shutting down. What I see happening, a lot of black kids who otherwise wouldn't in public vote or say they're going to vote for Donald Trump will. We see Louis Farrakhan, black pastors. We see Hispanic leaders all realizing the alternative to vote for Hillary is so evil, it'll mean the end of America, the end of the family. It'll mean the end of us as a national and international power for good. It'll mean the end of sovereignty of the nation. It'll mean rule by globalist satanic maniacs who want to reduce the world population. And I think people are starting to grasp the fact that Hillary is not an alternative at all. It's generally a death sentence to our nation and to many of our people. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm watching this whole thing from like the mile high view, and I'm looking at everything and saying there is no balanced reporting. This is a public relations nightmare of major proportions where truth is sacrificed, and then there's really no way for the average person to really balance out the figures equally. You'd like to look at things nicely.
Oh, well, that may be to some extent, but you see, with the internet, that's why they're trying to cut the internet for Kerry talked about cutting the internet to Assange. He's going to get ways of getting it. They can have a van outside, beam in. He can have a satellite internet connection on the roof. That's not going to happen. The real issue is, and this is the facts, this program, Nutramedical Report, has millions of audience worldwide. When we were over at Genesis, we moved up to number one ahead of the, what I call Alex Jones, the information manipulator. Okay? So we were number one over there, and that was really frustrating for these people because they spent a lot of money. You can tell with Alex Jones with his 35-plus employees and his 7,000-plus square foot video facility and is trying to see if he could grab news items and so on and spin them his way. It doesn't matter whether it's 70-90%. The same thing is the regular media are ignored now. Most millennials do not watch television. So I disagree to the extent that most millennials and people are going to digest in the next 20 days Project Veritas, the FOIA documents, and 12 already data dumps, and there'll probably be many more before the end of this 20 days that are left for 19 days. I think that you're going to see a landslide for Trump unless there, as they've said okay with O'Keefe, there's 4 million illegal registered voters, including those that are dead or illegals and have no right to vote or voting in multiple districts. And when Trump says he's not going to accept it, and of course we see the outrage by people like Geraldo and outrage by even Chris Wallace saying, you know, there's usually a smooth transition to power. There's no smooth transition. When Al Gore, I call him, realized that he had more votes and there was probably voter fraud, maybe on both sides, but it's definitely on the Democratic side. They boasted for 50 years in these Project Veritas tapes. And so it's not open to people's damned opinion. A videotape, literally on a hot mic, on a sting operation, blows it all away. And people need to understand this, that Hillary has no business running for the Democratic Party. She's blown up the party. As far as I'm concerned, they're totally exposed as being satanic Marxists. They're social Marxists that want to destroy this nation. And those people who think they can defend it, you can't. There's no defense for partial birth abortion when even abortionists don't support it. I mean, that's a fact. So as far as I'm concerned, the decision is really clear. If people still vote for Hillary, they're evil to the core. Whether they're movie stars and starlets and professors at university, because most universities are very democratic, leftist, out of their mind, crazy. And they have these public speech zones where you can't offend anybody by saying something about the truth, except the University of Chicago they're now setting up. So I think I disagree to the extent that most of the younger people are becoming, I call, neoconservatives because they're so disgusted with the previous generations that accepted political correctness and the idea of not offending anybody with the truth or tough questions. I think millennials especially are reaching the idea that unless they get validation through alternative media. So we're the media. As far as I'm concerned, the big six are just a distraction. And by election day, you're going to see a Donald Trump landslide unless they steal it with all these illegal votes of 4 million plus. So, and by the way, if they do, she's never going to be my president or the president of millions of other Americans. So if Chris Wallace thinks that they're going to stop the revolution by telling us to shut up and accept a smooth transition to power, he and anybody else in the media that thinks that's going to happen can go to hell. What do you think?
Well, what I see is a lot on the end of mainstream media. They are panicking beyond belief, saying if you're looking at WikiLeaks, you're committing a crime, and you should only go through the
well. That's
internet,
what CNN,
the news.
CNN is saying. Yeah. CNN can go to hell. You know, they can shut their shutters down. And by the way, here's my suggestion to anybody. The first thing you need to do is not buy any products that are marketed on these networks. If they market a product on these networks, stop buying it. Send a note to these media outlets. We're not buying any of these products anymore, right back to the company, because you market on a network that's trying to manipulate our future and do a coup d'etat of the fourth estate against our government. That's what I would say to these corporations. And if people the manufacturers will freak because they realize their ads are going to get negative attention. So as they advertise on networks like CNN and MSNBC, people are going to stop buying the damn products. How's that?
Yeah, because when I hear that, you have to go through listening to CNN for your news. Is that the Department of Truth? Like 1984 is here, whether people realize it or not.
And it's not going to, you know, it's not going to happen. As I mentioned already, when I heard Leo say he was kind of complaining that the NSA is pressing control. I know, having worked with these guys at the NSA, they were my patients. I know, working with U.S. Space Command, with Lucent Technologies, with the encryption technology for long-range missile systems, I know that there's absolutely no pressing control by the NSA. They do not have control because there's non-prime number encryption systems that completely evade their control. The peer-to-peer encryption, in fact, is a thing called encryption on the cyberspace cloud, means you can literally put a video or audio message in a cyberspace cloud and decrypt it, and they wouldn't even detect it's present inside the cloud. So you can literally have a ghost image of data that can literally be on the backbone of anything from missile commands to audio commands to emails, and you can pull those in audio or video stream, and there's not a damn thing the NSA can do about it. They can go to hell. How's that?
And I think people want the freedom. People are now waking up to about freedoms that are being taken away, and it was slowly, like the canary in the coal mine. And the canary is more than singing right now because they're not enjoying.
Well, the canary is now a 1,200-pound canary with titanium alloy teeth and a bark and ready to take their head off, because the canary is now a velociraptor that's running at 100 miles an hour, ready to bite their head off. We're no longer going to take it anymore.
Well, one of the adages, it says, when somebody shows you who they really are, believe them. And I think that's what's really coming forward. Believe what you're seeing in front of you, especially with these leaks that are coming out. And people have to make decisions based on facts, not on conjecture, not on feelings, based on the facts. And that'll really steer the decisions easily.
Well, one of the things that I'm going to be on a radio show this coming weekend, from 6:30 to 8 Pacific time, which is from 9:30 to 11. Let me see if I can pull up the request that they sent me on this. Let's see. All right, okay. Right, I'm just trying to see if I can pull up this information, because what it is they requested yesterday after the show. While we're talking after the show yesterday, and I had to race to my dental hygienist for another cleaning, a time spot opened up, because they were booked right to the end of November, this weekend. And it's a pretty big Christian radio show basically one of the first times in more than a decade that someone's invited me. And it's right after I complained that no church or no religious group would invite me because they're terrified of who Dr. Deagle is. Now, some people like to put me in the box. Dr. Deagle's an alternative medicine doctor, or they get into all the BS on the internet that was put forward by the Colorado Board of Examiners because they're terrified of me. I was shutting down things like Superfund sites like Rocky Flats, which, by the way, is now proven.
I'm on my friend's radio show again.
Pardon me? You know, trying to shut me down over the fact that I was a whistleblower about Rocky Flats. Rocky Flats, Jimmy's still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so Rocky Flats, well, we have the situation where it's now proven to be a Superfund radioactive site, danger to the city of Denver, and there's a major legal firm now that supports exactly what I whistleblew and got fired for by Reserve Admiral John Hughes, because they knew that I knew what happened there with NOVA, our hazmat teams that went there. They freaked out about the fact. In fact, when I was working at CECOM as the exit examiner for all five special op team for the Murrah building, they freaked out when I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine. I had one pediatric patient, and my one pediatric patient, Mark Taylor, was the first kid shot in Columbine. And when they came out of hospital after two 14-hour procedures with 8 bullets to his chest, one including the T8 vertebrae with a fragment against his aorta, I prayed with him, and I said, you're going to call me in 3 days to the hour. You're going to be in agony, and I'm going to put you in hospital and drain an abscess underneath your diaphragm. I told him this and his mother right there at my office in Englewood, Colorado. Okay? 3 days to the hour, he called me in agony, and I put him in hospital. I told a radiologist, I said, this young man has an abscess under his subphrenic diaphragm on the left side. You need to go and do a CT scan and put a catheter in and drain it and put him in the cardiac intensive care unit. And the radiologist said, well, where's the CT scan? I said, you're going to do it. How do you know it's there? I said, just do it, okay. You're going to get a validation, and I'll put the catheter in, and I'll be down in a few hours to actually see him in the hospital. 3 weeks later, he was dying. And they said that if you didn't have the abscess finally removed surgically by cutting out 4 ribs and having it packed, and he had a 40% chance of dying out of the procedure, which is a 7-hour procedure in the cardiac surgical unit. And I said, Mark, I'm going to stay up all night praying, and when I come back tomorrow, you're going to be healed instantly, and we're going to walk out of hospital. So I went that night, and I prayed all night, and the next day I came in about 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:37, and I put my hand on him. I said, God, you need to show up now. I didn't do a long prayer for half an hour. I just put my hand on him. I said, God, you got to show up. You allowed this to happen. You allowed him to survive 2 14-hour procedures and 54 units of blood. You need to show up now. And it was like holding a high-tension power line. And all of a sudden, he leaped out of bed. And I said, I went to the front nursing station and said, cancel the operating room, which cost, by the way, $50,000 just to book the OR, because it's a really big procedure. A lot of staff are involved with doing it. It's not a minor procedure. And they repeated the CT scan. His abscess was gone, and he hopped and skipped out of the hospital an hour and a half later with me. And then, of course, they brought in Christian Broadcasting Network, flew in their private jet with a bunch of broadcasters. They didn't want to hear the supernatural stuff about this. They didn't want to hear the prophetic stuff that went, why is this happening to this young man? And why is Dr. Bill involved? Now, when I speak this weekend, I want people to understand, my ministry hasn't even started yet. And I've run ahead of God and tried to say things out of turn because there's some things I know that are thus saith the Lord. And it offends a lot of Christians because they don't want to hear that God is in his mercy in the ancient times when the population was just a few million people on the earth. God sent his ancient prophets and apostles and people to tell the people truth so they had a chance to save their hides from physical danger and spiritual danger of annihilation. Well, there's over 7 billion people on the earth now. Do you think God will not show grace? So he sent people like me with a prophetic warning to America, because I'm a witness to America, which is Ephraim America. It's one of the two houses of Israel. And they're going to accept what I have to say really soon, because when I come into my full ministry on the 1st of Sukkot, when they finally sign this treaty, they're going to damn well know who I am. Now, people get offended by that because they're pastors and teachers. If the church was operating in a spirit of life and truth as salt and light, Hillary Clinton would never be running for office, and no Christian would vote for her. Without Christians voting for Hillary Clinton, there would not be any pathway to the presidency, would there? Right, Jim?
Not at all. Not at all.
Right. So what I got to tell you, what I have to tell you is when I go to speak to churches, and I gave a warning to this young man who wants me to speak in his church, and I talked to him for probably an hour and a half. And I said, you have to understand, I have several hats. I have the hat of Dr. Bill Deagle, scientist, researcher, innovator. And by the way, I've innovated and found a lot of discoveries, which I'm releasing now. Many of them have never been published. I'm presenting a lecture this fall in Las Vegas because I've actually finally cracked the code of what life is, right down to this quantum biology. And I've been working on this for 4 decades. Okay, so I'm not an average doctor. You have to understand that. But that's my physical skill sets. One of the things that I've been told to tell people is that there is not a problem on Earth that mankind is exposed to that I cannot provide an immediate and instantaneous answer or a framework to find the answer in any sphere. Environment, geopolitical, climatic, etc. But I don't get challenged. And why? People are afraid that I may have the answer. It's not because I have the intellect, because I only have 10% of the answers. God inspires me on the spot to tell people the truth, because it's a supernatural thing, not a natural thing from my intellect. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that God is in it for them to the end of the age, which is coming really quick.
I hear you.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And so one of the challenges that I want to beg on, basically face down in sackcloth and ashes, I want to beg the public out there, not for my sake, because believe me, I'm a 10th level maggot, saved by grace. And when I gave my full testimony on the steps of the Capitol building on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade in 1997 in Colorado, there were six women out there with now signs pushing for abortion rights, just like this monster last night tried to say it's perfectly acceptable to literally pull a baby apart, suck its brains out. If you know the surgical procedure, you have to insert scissors in the back of the brain, suck the brains out so the skull won't cause problems with dyspareunia, removing this fetus, and rip it limb by limb in pieces out after you suck its brains out of its head. And this is a fully viable fetus, by the way. Fetus means, in Latin, little one. It's not a lump of flesh, it's a person. And what people need to start grasping is, when I gave my full testimony, which I'm not going to do right now, I had women who have had five and six abortions or had participated in abortions breaking down, crying, and smashing their signs in the ground. And NBC and the other networks were all there. I spoke for 45 minutes and not a five-second soundbite of what I said of the truth and a prayer for people in America and Colorado. Now, what I want you to understand out there, I beg you to ask me questions. I can provide you an answer for how you can provide affordable health care that goes way beyond the craziness of the socialized health care systems in Canada, where if your mama does an amniocentesis or now they have a blood test, they vastly abort not only females in Canada with all these ultrasound clinics in Toronto and Vancouver, etc., but they abort virtually every child born that could have potentially Down syndrome or any genetic defect, particularly Down syndrome. And by the way, our little daughter, 3 years before our daughter was conceived, I had a vicious argument in a pro-life organization dealing with so-called pro-life people who were very much against abortion but thought it was perfectly okay in the case of Down syndrome. Believe me, I do not need a PA system, and you will lose some decibels in hearing if you come into an argument with Dr. Deagle. And I have had, by the way, even pro-life atheists who come on side with me who realize just how horrendous this is for the human race. So we heard this monster last night saying these things, and I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if it's a healthcare issue, a geopolitical issue, a climatic issue, a geological issue, an earthquake issue, any issue that you can put in front of me, I will provide you a technical and a physical and a scientific answer and solution for instantly, or a framework to find the answer in collaboration with other scientists and technicians, and a benchmark of how to do so. But I don't get it. You know why? People don't want to see the working of the Holy Spirit or the Most High God. They think that maybe, and this is what I find particularly aggravating. They say, well, you're just so smart, Dr. Deagle. And God warned me when he gave me clay and iron face down in the basement of my floor back in the early 90s. He said, when they think you are so brilliant and so wonderful and you've come up with all these warnings and truths and answers, remind them that you did not even know where the book of Isaiah was, that you were simply a scribe and you did not invent one of these words, including the words of the prayer of the 12 stones, which he gave me in 20 minutes. I barely had time to write it down. He dictated it so fast. So I want you out there to repent of not thinking that God is with us. I want you to repent of not thinking he's going to send people like me that are given specific skill sets and bravery and not willing to be concerned about whether or not you hate my guts or want to spit on me or think that monsters like Hillary Clinton have any right to be even in the elected offices for a great nation like America, so-called by, the new Atlantis, as they say 500 years ago, the new rising empire of the golden empire that's going to be Ephramerica, where the Ephraimic nations are going to rise and repent and be turned back to God. And then the time of the end, again, the third peril, we talked about this yesterday, the third peril of Washington, George Washington, where we eventually rise to the occasion and defend nationality against globalism, is only because we defend it spiritually. So we need warrior leaders like Donald Trump. We need spiritual leaders like me. And if you don't listen and you don't have a spiritual leadership and you don't read your Bible and you don't repent, we will decay. And even if we have a period of grace from Donald Trump, when he's gone, we will fall to evil again. And America will receive, like the ancient empire of Nineveh, full annihilation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Questions regarding the treatment of diabetes. What specific questions do you have, Frank? Go ahead.
I was diagnosed borderline diabetes, but I haven't got any insulin, and I've been experiencing dizziness and pain, a little pin pain throughout my arms and my feet. And I've been trying to eat holistic, and sometimes I don't. But I was just wondering, what is there a solution?
Well, first off, let me ask you a couple questions.
Let me say this. I don't know what type I have. I'm supposed to go to the doctor later on this evening.
Doesn't matter. Let me ask you a couple questions, and I'll clarify it, okay? What, and I'm going to ask you a very, very brief answer, not a long, rambling answer. What's diabetes? Give me an answer that's no less than 10 words. What is it?
You asking me what it is?
What is it?
I'm not sure, because that's what I'm learning about.
Stop. I'll tell you what diabetes is. Diabetes is a deficiency of the insulin receptor caused by inflammatory molecules, primarily a thing called leukotriene B4, precipitated by deficiency of specific minerals, chromium, vanadium, zinc, copper, etc., that allow the insulin receptor to work. Now, insulin does two things in the body, primarily. The first is it works on the GLUT4 transporter to transport sugar into your cells. And if you don't have enough GLUT4 transporter and enough insulin receptors, so let's say you're supposed to have 100 receptors on your cell surface of one cell, let's say a muscle cell, and you have only 50. It means you have to have double the insulin to get the sugar in. Now, when I did my research with Dr. Otto Huhn at the University of Calgary, Dr. Kraft had done some research in the early 70s, and I actually replicated with the first and most advanced insulin glucose tolerance test in history. No one's ever reproduced what we did. We measured over a period of 5 hours, and I drew the bloods myself on hundreds of people, but altogether between us, we did thousands. We measured insulin. We measured glucagon. We measured ACTH. We measured T3. We measured reverse T3. We measured prolactin. We measured cortisol. We measured all these hormones. And what we discovered, and many of the things I discovered I've never published because I was threatened by Roy LaRiche, the college registrar for the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Alberta, that because I'd done research and upset Dr. McEwen, head of the Ron Carter Diabetic Research Institute, who'd been working in the area of diabetes for somewhere around 40 years and had accomplished nothing, he was very assaulted by the fact that there's this young biochemist who had his PhD in marine genetics but didn't write the thesis, me, in my 20s, who worked with the head of pathology and discovered that all diabetics that are type 2 have elevated blood insulin levels and insulin resistance. And type 1 diabetics eventually also develop insulin resistance where they're damaging their pancreas because they have anti-islet cell antibodies triggered off by viruses or stress. Now, what diabetes is, basically, we can correct a lot of that with things like dibetylene, leptin metabolic that lowers insulin and leptin resistance, minerals plus, and what's called the berberstatin that lowers glucagon, because your glucagon levels and your levels of IGF-1, which are inversely related to insulin, are lowered, so your liver literally converts protein into sugar. So you've got to increase insulin sensitivity with leptin metabolic and dibetylene. You got to substitute meals so you don't stimulate blood insulin. In fact, a lot of the diabetic treatments the doctors give, some that are safe are things like glucagon, and there are other ones that will not raise your blood insulin. But any drug or insulin injections that raise your insulin level actually compound the problem and increase the chances of the adipocytes and your liver making more fat and actually making you fatter, which produces more inflammatory molecules, which increases insulin resistance. And the University of California, San Diego, February before last, published with knockout mice models that leukotriene B4, an inflammatory molecule, is one of the primary activators of the mineral deficiencies that create diabetes. Now, our soils are completely depleted of chromium and vanadium. They're completely depleted of selenium, zinc, and copper. So it's not surprising that 69% of the population in California, which is an example of the United States, are diabetic. Now, do you think that doctors are good scientists? Hell no. I can tell you, if I get in a court of law and I have doctors, and I don't care if they've got 3 PhDs and they're a triple boarded specialist, they're full of crap. And I can take them down to Chinatown and ask them tough technical and scientific questions and prove to them whether they're a cardiologist, an oncologist, or a general internist, or a pediatrician, they don't know squat. Which is why they're still arguing over whether or not toxic heavy metals like mercury that locks onto the beta subunit of neural tubulin and cuts off your dendrites, whether it's bad for kids, or the state of California that passes a law that you can't give mercury-based vaccines under age 3 because it damages their brain, but the governor bypasses the law and says it's fine to give them now because we ran out of the vaccines that are safe for kids under three. So it's okay to give them mercury vaccines and fry their little brain and cause upregulation of pyroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't prove that. I'm Dr. Damn Deagle. Okay? So I get enraged. I get enraged when I hear people say that you can't reverse it. Now, there are some safe drugs. I can tell you what they are if I consult you. And by the way, when I do a phone consult, it's part of my ministry. I don't charge. It's only when you start dumping tons of records on me, I got to spend time. Or when I do a QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic test, or I do functional medicine testing and tell you to order these tests through labs, where you either go to a LabCorp Quest or get imaging studies or immunological studies, I'm going to charge you for my time. But most of the time, I'm doing it free. And I do it because I want people to know I train doctors and patients worldwide. And I want, and before I leave, as Robbie Burns says, before I leave this mortal coil, I will leave my mark, which means I want people to not think they've mastered a set of knowledge, but to master the act of asking the best questions they can. That's why I beg people to ask for my help, and they're doctors. Do you know I've had doctors beg me not to tell them anymore because they can't deal with the guilt and they don't want to lose their license by doing better medicine, especially in functional medicine, including conventional and
advanced
testing.
Yeah, I'm understanding this.
Now, you need to understand this. Diabetes is, and I'm going to talk about one of the fathers of modern medicine over a century ago. He said, he who knows diabetes knows medicine. Diabetics have 6 times the risk of getting a cardiovascular event. They have 6 to 10 times the incidence of getting cancer. They have 12 times the chance of going blind or losing their kidneys. They are 20 times more likely to develop peripheral neuropathy, and 1 in 20 of those people who get peripheral neuropathy over a 20-year period of diabetes will become suicidal over their pain syndrome. Do you not think that diabetes is the grand tsunami that's destroying our civilization? It's not here, just here. In China, it's estimated there's now 125 million diabetics in China. 125 million. In America, 69% of the population by current criteria in the University of California, Los Angeles, have been certified as being borderline or full functional diabetic. And for every person who is diabetic walking around out there, there's 2 more diabetics that are losing their kidneys or their sight or their vision or developing vascular inflammation and plaque that don't even know it, and their dumb doctors don't know even how to test them to see if that's going on because they don't see a high blood sugar, but they're not tested for a calcium score of their high-speed CT scan. They're not tested for oxidative stress or peripheral neuropathy looking at A-delta or C-fibers, which I developed with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, the only objective technology in the world for mapping pain, which is the Axon 2 scan. I am so enraged by the fact that people don't even have the nerve to ask me questions and challenge me because only 10% of those answers I could give you out of my intellect, 90% come from the Most High God, because they don't want to see the outworking of God in this, because America is facing the end not only of its healthcare system with Obamacare, it's facing the end of borders, the end of an economy, the end of sovereignty in America by a devil, a she-devil, Hildebeest, who's literally trying to ruin the reputation of Donald Trump so she can bring in the New World Order. Now, healthcare is the greatest cost in terms of entitlements. You know what's making America go bankrupt? Entitlements. And Obamacare is going to blow up. By 2017, next year, Obamacare can't be funded. Did you know that? They want to make sure it's considered, of course, a heritage item of Obama. So this black president has this wonderful thing of Obamacare where 86% of people can't even afford the copays. So what do you think about that, Jim, when we can actually pick up pre-disease with a QRMA or metapathia, or I can even, out of those tests, recommend that they get blood, urine, stool, or imaging studies through a functional medicine laboratory or imaging facility near them that can tell them precisely what's going on with their biology and their genetics, even including 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of their gene SNPs, which I can design a protocol based on. Do you think their regular doctors know how to do this? Not on your life. Not on your life. And do I want to train them? I will train them free, case by case, if they simply consult with me. But you know what? I don't even have the people nervy enough to ask me questions, even on air or off air, to ask me and challenge, because they don't want to see the outworking of the Holy Spirit and the Most High God, who's empowered somebody who's a direct blood descendant of Moses, sent to people as a moment of grace before I leave this world. And I'm 64. I'm not going to be here forever. People better damn well respect the fact that I'm here trying to save their hide from a healthcare system that wants to kill them. When they have death panels and they don't say it's postnatal abortion, let me tell you, it is. Did you know, as a neurosurgeon or vascular surgeon, if you don't clip an aneurysm immediately and someone's got what's called a lacunar infarct in their brain, they're dead in a couple hours. And by the way, if you're 72 and you have a lacunar infarct in America, they want you to wait till Tuesday when the death panel meets. Okay? This is Obamacare. So if you think I'm a little bit over the top angry, yeah. And you want my help, I will make sure you don't develop peripheral neuropathy, cardiac arrhythmias, oxidative stress, and brain damage because dementia, which is exploding across this country, is type 3 diabetes. Did you know that? The astrocytes lose their ability to transport sugar, so they stop forming a neural network, and guess what? That's called dementia. It's diabetes of the brain. What do you think, Jim?
I never heard of that.
Yeah, pretty damn
never
scary,
heard diabetes
isn't it?
Free.
You're not going to hear this from your damn family doctor or your internist, are you?
No.
No.
No, of course not.
All you have to do is drop me an email. All you have to do is drop me an email with some of the details of your situation, what drugs you're taking, what nutraceuticals, what tests you've done, and I will give you a pathway to try to get yourself under control that'll work within your
body. All right, where did you email that on your site?
You just go to contact us under NutriMedical.com and just drop an email. It's real simple.
Okay.
No charge.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
So, Jim, I want to turn it back to testing. I'm appalled and amazed at how we do have some people requesting testing, but the numbers are abysmal requesting QRMAs. And even those people who have already got QRMA machines, many of them are second-guessing Dr. Deagle and just looking at the data themselves, thinking that they can somehow figure out what I can figure out in my medical head and my gifted that God's given me supernaturally. They think they can second-guess Dr. Deagle. How crazy is that? And then when we have the metapathy hunter technology now, they can scan you even pre-disease and look right down to individual pathogens. They don't understand. Long before you get cancer or a blocked artery and a full heart attack or a stroke or deep vein thrombosis or some other horrifying illness that's going to slay you or ruin your life, we can tell now with the metapathy hunter, and I can even direct them to say, keep your skepticals on. I can specifically recommend imaging studies, cardiac tests, blood viscosity analysis, etc., that can validate everything that we suspect with conventional and advanced testing to prove to you that I know what the hell I'm doing. And once in a while, I'll get some idiot that thinks that they want to dredge up stuff that's put on the internet by the state of Colorado or Nine News in Colorado or some other moron who thinks that Dr. Deagle's missed a diagnosis. I have, and this is a fact, never missed a diagnosis of anything in my entire medical career since I graduated medicine in 1977. Ever. And I want people to know because I take my job seriously, but I've also been given a supernatural gift of discernment. And I will rely on my colleagues. When I was doing just conventional referrals, my specialist colleagues say, you make my job so easy. You do all the testing. You lay all the history out. All I got to do is do boom, 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 and it's done. That's because I'm not lazy. Jim, when we have QRMA testing now at your facility, PPRDI, and Metapathia, they don't realize they can just simply send a compressed file in their medical history. That can go on their Metapathia Hunter and log in live on their computer while they have the hydrophones on their head, and I can analyze their body biocircuits and their pathological pathways live and do a video recording with a video capture of the entire video of my analysis of their data and tell them what conventional tests to do to validate what I'm saying is true. To give an example, I did a recent test on a gentleman. I won't say who it is, but you may know this person, but he's a celebrity. It turns out he has a very serious infection in the sinuses with a pathogen identified in the metapathy called Bramonella catarrhalis. It's a distant relative of Neisseria gonorrhea, only it's a bacteria that can grow in the nose. He has blocked arteries in the back of his heart, ready to give him a heart attack. He has extremely severe right knee arthritis developing. He's diabetic. He has a dyslipidemia, basically going to fry his arteries. Now, if we intervene, we're going to change the pathway to what's going to happen in his health, so he will live long and prosper 20, 30, 40 years. And when we have life extension technology, which we're approaching very quickly in the next 5 to 20 years, he literally can stay young and what I call be a vigorous elderly person at 120 or 140. That's now going to be a possibility. But if people submit to the healthcare systems that the government wants to offer, they don't want you to live longer. They don't want a wise elderly population over 100 years of age, do they, Jim?
No, because then the longer you live, the more wisdom you do have.
and the more wealth you have. For example, if you've paid off your home 50 years ago, if you've got your 12th PhD, if you've traveled the world 10 times, if you've gone for public office and even volunteered, even if you don't receive an income, to do great good to the world, if you've served in public office and at that age, why would you ever do anything corrupt? Because you've got basically hundreds of years of life ahead of you. Why would you do these things? In other words, a long life combined with a good heart means you're going to have a great civilization. The greatest deficiency in America is not energy or clean water, which are problems. It's wisdom. You know, it says that the greatest thing that comes from the tree of life, they talk about in the Bible, is the fruit of wisdom, which we don't have in our civilization. That's what I'm offering. We'll be back in a moment. If you have questions on any issue, be brave. I like that song, Sarah Bareilles. I want to see you be brave. Whether it's a medical issue like diabetes or how we can set up a safe borders and safe technology to protect our people. Literally, whether or not we're going to reform our churches so they become active again and godly.
Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back again. The show will be this coming. I'll have all the links up for the radio show. It's interesting. The gentleman that actually invited me to do his program back on the Eastern time zone. He went by the moniker Johnny Baptist. That's not his real name, John Baptist. But people need to understand that while we were talking, we had actually a cancellation. Otherwise, it would have been to the end of November. What what my plans are for Nutra Medical is, number one, we're developing and we're now putting up the NutraSilver. It's arriving. We're developing other products to help with your health. We now have, of course, our harmonic resonant frequencies, and I and Jim are working on this. So we actually have developed now harmonic resonant frequencies based on the atomic weight of all the minerals, because this is how the cells and telomeres work. Your telomeres send out a harmonic resonant signal in the frequency of the mineral that opens up the ion channel to accept that mineral into the cell by active transport. That actively transported mineral harmonic resonance actually turns on the genes by unraveling the proteins over specific sections of chromosomes to open up those chromosome production of messenger RNA for structural proteins and enzymes. And that crosstalk literally is the song that already causes gene senescence and death and disease. No disease occurs without a specific pattern like diabetes. The ion channels that transport vanadium, chromium, selenium, zinc, and copper, or for example, just a few of the minerals are involved with diabetes, are shut down, which is why you get a decrease in the amount of the insulin receptor and also the receptors and enzymes for what's called sodium potassium ATPase. So literally all the cells in your body become poisoned with sodium that are supposed to be pumped out of the cell. Now, these songs are specifically designed for peripheral neuropathy, insomnia, heart disease, etc., and then we're going to expand that list. And when you purchase it, we will send you the MP3 that you can play as a continuous replay through your headphones, through your speakers. You can play it through a sound vibration, through a water if you want to, if you're in a hot tub. If you have a special speaker, that'll go in the hot tub. We can play that frequency through a microcurrent if you have a microcurrent device like Accutron or some other device. A Rife transmission of that harmonic resonant frequency that'll entrain your tissues to open up those ion channels. Or as we're working toward with Lumen Photon, it'll actually embed on the on phase of the lights a embedded frequency that'll entrain the tissues to open up those ion channels in tissues that are sick. So if you could look at someone's, let's say, right knee, and there was arthritis in that right knee, there would be a specific pattern of mineral imbalances and deficiencies and enzyme deficiencies caused by those minerals that are blocked by the fact that the crosstalk between the telomeres and the cell membranes have shut down those enzymes and turned off the DNA. That's exciting to know that, isn't it? It's exciting to know that we now know how life works, and that's why when you play harmonic, we call classical music in a greenhouse, the plants grow like crazy. That's why the intention field with Masa Yamoto and other Chinese researchers who looked at light and sound and how it's recorded in water, how homeopathics work, goes beyond Avogadro's numbers, so that the harmonic resonant frequency of intention fields is recorded in water. So the intention fields of your mind and sound are recorded. So, you know, we now have ways of analyzing you with the QRMA and Metapathia. We have ways of validating with conventional tests. Now we have ways of opening up the pathways of healing, but you have to have the right minerals and tissues and nutrients in your body, otherwise the building blocks are not there. Those are our NutriMeds. Now we have a pathway to open that up with all these what we call epigenetic therapies, and Jim is one of my great collaborators on these projects. Go to PPRDI if you're in the Northeast or the United States. Get your testing done. Let me help you stay well and prosper. Just like the prayer of the Aaronic Priesthood, Baruch Atah Adonai Melech HaOlam, may you prosper in your health and in your spirit, and may America prosper. God bless America. Back in a moment.
God bless.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.